Rush Art.
Who put this together? Are you autistic?
It is artistic, sir, because the thing is, the yarn actually...
What is up, everybody? Partial Artist, and I am back with the Thursday edition of the show. Glad to be here, man. Did not get to make as long an episode as I want to make because I did not set my alarm soon enough, or I did and I turned it off. So I didn't get as much time as I want on the episode, but that's okay, dude, because we're recording and we're getting in that routine and fucking banging it out. And if you saw, speaking of banging it out, dude, our website has functioning fucking videos, and that motherfucker works, and it's all pretty much done at this point, as far as at least the simple layout of everything working. It's all done. As far as making it look pretty, not close to done at all, but we are getting there, and we are chugging along. But dude, you can go to partialartistpodcast.com and you can check it out, see all the videos. I would appreciate it. That would be great, man. Not a lot going on this week, really, dude. Just been working my dick off, been cold as shit. That's about it, man. That's my life. That's all I've had going, dude. I did something this Sunday. I think Sunday. It was very weird to me, but there's this dude on YouTube called Wrestling Days, and he does a lot of... When I wanted to do live streams of MMA fights, I was looking up examples of how to do it. And I found this guy, and he has this huge following for the MMA stuff. And as I'm like, well, let me figure out how to lay my shit out. I'll watch it. Before I know it, I'm just watching his live stream even while I'm doing my live stream. I'm like, damn it, that dude's good. And he is a big fan of wrestling, which I don't watch wrestling at all. But dude, I don't know what happened. I was doing something, and then Sunday, his live stream popped on for, it's called a Royal Rumble. And I guess that's just where a shitload of people just start fucking wrestling, and the last one who stays in wins. And that fucking convinced me. I was like, well, goddamn it. Now I want to see what this is all about. And I bought the app or whatever to watch it. And I watched my first wrestling event ever, man. The Royal Rumble 21. And I have no idea who the fuck was who or what was going on. There were names I'd heard before. But, like, this dude named Edge won the whole thing or something. I don't know shit about wrestling. Dude, all these people, they were so into it. Well, maybe that... And I guess it's a guessing game of who's going to be there at these things. You don't know. I was so fucking lost. But it is actually... Now that I sat and gave a wrestling event a shot, it wasn't what I thought. It was like, you do find yourself at first like, this kind of weird, I don't know. And by the end of it, I'm like, who the fuck's gonna get knocked out of this thing? And being someone who has no idea what's going on might have made it even more fun, simply because I don't know what to expect. I'm just sitting here like chilling, then all of a sudden some short tubby dude runs out in a fucking unitard or a singlet, whatever, and he just starts ass slamming people. You're like, what the fuck? And like, everyone else, it's normal. I have no idea what's going on. This one Edge dude, he was apparently some bad motherfucker or whatever, because he was the first one in and then was the last one. So, like, there's like 30 dudes, and every, I guess, 5 minutes or something, a new dude comes in. And the whole point is you can't get pushed out of the ring, and if you do, you lose. And that was the whole thing. And it sounds kind of weird, but as I was watching, I was like, damn it, I am kind of invested. I don't know who I'm pulling for. I guess I was wanting Matthew Riddle to win simply because I knew him from fighting. And I was like, well, that'd be kind of cool to see him win. But I didn't have an opinion on it either way. Had no idea. But it was interesting, dude. It was interesting to watch. And I didn't realize this. I started looking on the WWE app or website or whatever. And they have this shit like every night. Like, I knew that they wrestled all over the country every night or every other night, whatever. They wrestle a shitload and it's an incredible toll on your body. But like on Mondays, they got Raw. And then Tuesdays, they got this one. And then Fridays, they got SmackDown. And Sundays, they do Pay. I was like, Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what, they got a good business model, though. I mean, at least for my sake, being broke. Where you paid like $10 for the app a month, and then everything is free, like on there, the pay-per-views and stuff. Like the Raw and all that, you gotta have cable. But like the pay per views, you just pay for the app and then bam. And I wish the UFC did that, so I'm not paying, you know, $10 or $20 for ESPN and Disney and all that bullshit. And then I gotta pay another $60, $70 to watch the pay per view. So it might just be more financially responsible for me to just become a wrestling fan now, dude. But I don't know. If you watch it, let me know. I don't even know who to pull for. I don't know any of the terminology. I don't know who the good guy or the bad guy is or who the fuck. I was just watching, like, who the fuck's going to get knocked out now? And some of it, like, it seemed like all of it was cheating. It didn't seem like there's rules. Like, one dude just gets ripped out from a dude outside the ring who wasn't even wrestling that day. It's like, how's that work? And then you kind of pick up on the story, I guess, like, people hate each other for deeper reasons, and then it's nuts. And then I guess this Edge dude, he wins the Rumble, whatever, he gets to go be the headline. I don't fucking know. I'm talking out of my ass. But I think he gets to go be the, like, the fight the champion or some shit. I don't know. So that might be something I keep up with. Or I wouldn't say keep up with, but I check out every now and then and see what's going on. It wasn't a bad time. It was kind of, like I said, that Wrestling Days dude, his live streams are super energetic and fun. And once he gets going, you're like, damn, I'm kind of sucked into this bitch. Pretty interesting stuff, though. I've never been a wrestling fan, never got into that stuff. A lot cheaper than MMA, apparently. Got some cool stuff coming up on that front. Hope y'all liked that Tuesday episode. I know it was a little slow, but I am working on it. I really had nothing. Dude, I have not done shit since Monday. There's nothing popping off on this episode here. I didn't, like, Monday felt like my best episode. We were just rolling with it. And then I rolled up today. Fucking Dustin Diamond died. I got that. I wrote that down. I have nothing more to say about that. But apparently a lot of people do, which is kind of frustrating. Because everyone for a long time was like, fuck Dustin Diamond. He's a fucking pervert, weird ass fucking dude. And then he died. And everyone's like, oh, I love Dustin. Rest in peace. And it's just weird how people flip on people like that. Like, obviously his friends and cast members and stuff, they can, but just regular folks. I mean, I don't want the dude to die. I was indifferent either way. I don't give a shit. I don't know. As far as, is he a bad person or not? I don't know. I don't pay attention. That sucks he died though, dude. He got diagnosed quick and then went fast. And it just goes to show you, man, like you just never know. You never know when your time is. So you got to enjoy the shit. You gotta live your life because you don't know when it's gonna stop. Let's check out some news here. See what we got going on here. Entertainment news, because fuck everything else, right? Mark Paul Gossier, remember, Saved by the Bell. Oh, hey, dude, we were just talking about Dustin Diamond. Damn. Zach Morris looking a little chunky face. Still attractive, though. Country singer Morgan Wallen filmed hurling racial slur and apologizes. Oh, shit. Yeah, he's not country though, because that jacket costs $300, I bet you, and that haircut's another $500. This fake ass country, dude, I don't mind the music, but when they're like, man, I'm fucking down, say, fuck, no money, nine months, sound like fucking Boomhauer, and they wear shit that's $1,000. Fuck you. Okay. According to TMZ, Wallen was returning home on Sunday night with a group of friends when he was heard by neighbors yelling a series of comments to a man that was with him. A neighbor who heard the commotion filmed the incident. Wallen can be heard on video calling his friend a pussy-ass motherfucker. Now, that pissed me off because they didn't censor pussy or ass, but they censored fucker and motherfucker. So pussy-ass is fine? Pussy-ass. I can say pussy-ass, but I can't say motherfucker. That's got to be censored on this website. Pussy-ass is more out there than fucker. And then referred to the man as a pussy ass N-word. In the statement, TMZ, Wallen said, I'm embarrassed and sorry. I used an unacceptable and inappropriate racial slur that I wish I could take back. There are no excuses to use this type of language ever. I want to sincerely apologize for using the word. I promised you better. Okay, you promised you better. Blah, 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 blah. You don't really mean it. Blah, 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 blah. You're going to say it again. La, 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 la. You didn't mean it in an offensive way. La, 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 la. Let's move the fuck on. Not that big a deal, right? I'm not saying he should do it or whatever, but he obviously meant it not in a derogatory way that was horrifically mean. Should he say it? No. Was he doing it to offend or hurt somebody? or especially be racist. No, why can't people just be black and white about, why do they got to be so black and white about things? Should he say it? No. Did he mean, did he intend it to hurt someone and dig them deep and be racist to an African-American person? No. Okay. Slap on the wrist. You fucked up. Shouldn't have said it. That's okay. Move the fuck on. Neighbor, quit fucking, that is the real problem. Do not just fucking film me to catch me saying something so you can put, like, that, that's fucked up on another level. That piece of shit. Let's see how that happened. According to TMZ, what friends, when he was heard by neighbors, neighbor who heard the commotion. Yeah, a neighbor who heard the commotion filmed the incident. Fuck you, dude. You fucking, you're the pussy ass mother effer. That's what you are. You're the pussy ass mother effer. Again, should he say it? No. Can people get upset about it? Fine. Should they? Probably not, because he clearly wasn't trying to degrade someone down to the lowest form of a person. He just said it. Should he say it? No. Should people fucking want him to have his career end? No. Pretty cut and dry. Now, should he change his face and his hair? Yes, he should. Okay, so we got done with that one. Let's see. Morgan Whalen hurls N-word outside of home. Okay. Country radio quickly removing Whalen. Dude, they're removing his songs from the radio. Because of that, that's such an overstep. God damn it. First album recorded by an unborn baby to be released? Sounds of the Unborn? Luca Yupanakwi, well, at least you got the name for it, debut album Sound of the Unborn was recorded while she was still in her mother's womb. Fuck off, dude. You're making me do race car noises. This April, I apparently talked like a four-year-old. This April, we will see the release of what is almost certainly the first album recorded by an unborn baby. Fuck you. Luca Yukonakwi's debut album, Sound of the Unborn, was recorded while she was still in her mother's womb and is set to release on April 2nd via Sacred Bones. Yukonakwi is the child of musicians Elizabeth Hart, bassist in an experimental rock band Psychic Ills, and Ivan Diaz Mate, a collaborator with the likes of Lee Scratch Perry. Now, y'all are making people up, because I don't know who the fuck Ivan Diaz Mate or Elizabeth Hart is. Y'all just throwing shit out there. This is going to be a joke. You can hear the first track from the album, V4.3 Part 2. Oh my god, there's a part two, and you didn't even name it something original, you just named it V4.3. I bet there's some stupid artistic meaning behind that too, that stupid fuck. Okay, let's get a fucking, let's get a shot of this bitch. Yo, is this just the opening to a Tool song? This is Nine Inch Nails. Did Trent Reznor fucking produce this? You can't convince me this isn't like off Nine Inch Nails' second album. Oh, they made a video. Oh my god. Dude, that baby's gonna come out with a drug addiction, I swear. What the fuck, dude? How long is this? This is the part two. Can you imagine how riveting part one was? Are you sad that you didn't get to hear part... This is... Dude, we did some Super 8 footage during the recording session. Later, we teamed up with artist Victoria Ketty because we loved her approach and aesthetic. She processed the film with her analog gear and created a visual trip that summarizes what we felt while creating this album. Fucking, you felt what, dude? You recorded your stomach and you felt something. album was recorded using biosonic MIDI technology, which translates the baby's in utero movements into sound. They look exactly like you think they would. The parents look exactly like you think they would look. The technology was hooked to Hart's stomach, transcribing its vibrations into Matei's synthesizers. After 5-hour-long sessions, Hart and Matei then edited and mixed the results of the sessions, trying to intervene as little as possible to allow Luca's message to exist in the raw... In the raw... Dude, I got a dryer with clothes going in it right now. I need to go hook my microphone up to that bitch so you can hear my clothes in their driest form right now. You can hear the... You hear that... If you listen close, you can hear the denim plait against the side and just... I'm making a fucking spoof album of this shit, and it's going to be, instead of Sounds of the Unborn, it's going to be Sounds of the Undry, and I'm going to fucking record my washing machine and dryer. What the fuck, dude? They made a whole video for this stupid thing. That whole album is going to... So she can get her message out. What message? That she enjoys not... she enjoys nothing. She is nothing. She's just a thing. She doesn't have a conscious thought of, oh, we're recording? Can I get another take on that? Here's me moving my fucking toe. Listen to this shit. Boom. What'd you think of that? Oh, you like that shit? Look, here, I'm gonna close my fist. What's up, dog? My nose hadn't even fully developed. You wanna hear that shit grow? Let me press it against that womb, baby. What the fuck? Okay. Ex-Marilyn Manson bandmate says Kurt Cobain should burn in hell for being a fucking thief. Well, that's aggressive. Okay, according to reports, Gacy... Oh, what a name. Madonna Wayne Gacy. Yeah. You want to talk about being a knockoff Marilyn Manson name. Marilyn Manson, oh, you got the highest power and the fucking worst. And then this dude's like... Well, how can I compare to Marilyn Manson with Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson? I got it. Madonna Wayne Gacy. Because that rolls off the tongue. That doesn't sound forced. You fucking fuck. Gacy, a.k.a. Pogo, motherfucker, real name Stephen Gregory Beer the Buyer Jr. He was in Manson's band from 89 to 07. Okay. Gacy, recently posted a link to Blue Oyster Cult's song Godzilla on Facebook, writing in the caption, "Burn in hell, Kurt." He then posted another link to Killing Joke tracked 80s, adding, "And this is why you kill yourself, because you're a fucking thief." Gacy's posts have since been deleted. Similarities between Nirvana's seminal hit Smells Like Teen Spirit and Blue Oyster Cult's Godzilla have been long noted, as are similarities between Come As You Are and Killing Joke's 80s. Cobain himself acknowledged how the track sounded like Killing Joke's song. You can also listen to the 4 tracks below. Get, hey. He died like 26 years ago, so get the fuck over it. Okay? Move along. Also, don't post it and delete it, you pussy ass mother F blank 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 ER, dude. God damn it. You know, for someone with the name Madonna Wayne Gacy, you're a little sensitive bitch. You know, you're kind of a sensitive fuck. Gacy is alleged to have also posted a series of messages in July criticizing Chester, Cornell, and Kurt Cobain for committing suicide. Well, everything comes with fucking price. And if you can't handle the rock world and the depression or drugs or whatever, don't get into it to start. Hey, Marilyn Manson has been criticized by... Okay. Dude, this guy needs to chill. Need to chill out. And... realize that he is a sensitive cockbag, and they're all dead. So you got the if you think that you got the last laugh, you don't got to really comment on it. Also, the song stealing, Madonna Wayne Gacy. That's the travesty right there, dude. This is a short episode, but I feel like this internet or entertainment page is the way to go, because fuck me right in the face. We found. Dude losing his whole career for saying one word, completely losing his entire career for saying one thing. Well, how can you make mistakes if you can't forgive people for making mistakes? So if he fucks up, cool. Acknowledge that he's wrong. He moves forward with his life. I'm not saying he should have done it. I'm saying you can't. When people get out of prison, you can't just go beat them with bats when they fucking get to their car. Like, you have to, if you do time, you have to be forgiven. So, like, you can't, I never understand that. There's some things people get pissed off about and they hold on to it forever and say, he's got to be canceled. He's done forever. Why? People don't get to fuck up and move forward. I'm not saying he shouldn't have some repercussion, whatever. The neighbor, dude, if I was him, I'd go, I'd tell my neighbor, be like, hey, turn the camera on so I can get this ass whooping I'm about to hand you on film. For fucking, like, dude, you're kind of the bitch for filming. But second, he fucked up. Let him own and acknowledge his mistakes. That could be whatever. Look, he works for a label. If the label deems it's their company and they go, we don't want that as our product, cool. He can get dropped. That's their right. If they own him. But to think that he shouldn't be on the radio, he should be pulled from every station for saying, for fucking up. His whole life now. His whole life for saying one word. His whole life. He can't do anything now. That's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. We got to hear unborn babies make music. And we got to hear about Madonna Wayne Gacy. So that sounded just as stupid as I thought it would when I said it again. That's it though, dude. I got to get ready for the day. So thank y'all for listening. I appreciate it. PartialArtistPodcast.com. You can see some of the videos I got uploaded. I can't upload all my videos at once. There's a certain limit I can do a week. So gotta adjust with that. You can hear everything. Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, all those good places. Locals, if you want bonus material, you can go there. No one has subscribed yet, so it might be going away soon, especially since I got the videos up on my website. But thank y'all so much for the support. I appreciate it. Y'all are the best. Peace.